This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I use the Quran for healing? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So how do you use the Quran to heal you? Whether it be sicknesses, maybe you have a cut or a scratch, can you use the Quran and heal that pain, that sickness? Absolutely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now this verse, Allah clearly says that we've sent down this Quran as a source of cure and shifa. And it's also a mercy, especially to the believers. Now there's a number of things to keep in mind with this verse that'll help you understand and how to use the Quran as healing. Number one, the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. We've sent down from the Quran shifa. What's the benefit in knowing that? The Quran ultimately, it comes from Allah. This is Allah's words. So in order for the Quran to be a cure for you, what must you have? You must have a connection with the author. You must have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you've got to live the life in order for the Quran to work for you. There are so many brothers and sisters, I meet them every now and then, who don't practice Islam. They want the Quran to cure their headaches and pain and all of their sicknesses. It won't work this way. It requires us to have a steady and consistent connection with our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is really interesting in the same ayah. Allah then says it is a rahmatul lil mu'mineen. It is a mercy for the believers. Do you notice the ayah doesn't say wa rahmatul lil muslimin, that it's a mercy for Muslims? Allah singled out and focused on believers. What's the benefit of knowing that? Well, brothers and sisters, in order for anything to be beneficial for you and I in our deen, it has to have iman. You have to have the kind of faith that's a quality in you. So now follow me on this. There are two groups that Allah constantly makes reference to when it comes to iman in the Quran. There is alladhina amanu, and then there is the mu'min. Alladhina amanu is the one that recognizes this is part of Islam, this is part of my faith, but they don't actually practice it. So they recognize right from wrong, but they don't necessarily implement it. They may say, you know, I'm not ready to do that, or I'm struggling in that area, but I know that's the right thing to do. That's alladhina amanu. Then you have the second category, the mu'min or the mu'mina. This is the actual believer. This is the label. Iman is a quality in their life, and they're in it, and they're in it to stay. So whether they know it or not, as long as they know it's part of their faith, they will practice it, and it becomes a quality. It's a part of their life. Nobody can take it away from them. So this ayah highlights the second group, the mu'mineen. So that tells you and I that Islam has to be a quality and a part of your life. It can't just be something you turn to, like if it's a bottle of Tylenol or Advil. When I need it, I'll use it. It's got to be a part of you even during the good times, even when you're perfectly healthy. So the Prophet ﷺ told us that as long as you're close to Allah during the easy times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you during the tough times. So it's very explicit and clear. The key to making Quran work for you and use it as medicine or healing all lies in your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stay connected with Him, you have a consistent relationship with Him. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you can select verses and you can recite it on your scratch, on your cut. If somebody is sick, somebody's suffering with cancer or disease, you can recite some Quran on them. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr and will, they will find shifa bi-idhnillah. May Allah azza wa jalla bless you and I with shifa. Allahumma ameen.